And if you're at the Consumer Electronics Show for these 4 days, you have to be Iron Man to be walking and walking and walking and walking.
Yeah, the show's about, what, two football fields in length?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Much more than that.
Oh,
huh?
No.
It's like 1.5 million square feet.
Think of every possible convention space in the city of Las Vegas. In other words, they have the main floors, mm-hmm. and then they have the Hilton, and then they have every single one of those is loaded with consumer electronics. There are private showings of consumer electronics in various, you know, hotels throughout the city. I mean, it is insane. I've seen years where they ran out of space and had to use, like, elementary school gymnasiums as display space for some of the off-the-wall stuff.
Huh.
So, yeah, it is huge. It is. In fact, if you're one that likes to go to Vegas in January, and you were contemplating going, you will be so happy you did not go during the Consumer Electronics Show. Not only are there no rooms, anything you find will be expensive. You wait in line for everything. I can remember 2.5-hour taxi lines.
Wow.
In the rain. Uphill both directions.
Do they normally do it this close to New Year's? Doesn't seem like they...
Usually it's early on in January at this point because Comdex is no longer there, so it's kind of slipped into in between those two places. But it's the introduction of new ideas, new models. There's one of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing is the new Trio 700. I've got the 650 mm-hmm. that uses the Palm OS. The 700 is going to use the Windows mobile OS so that Word and Excel and those kinds of things will be interoperable with your PC.
Right.
So, and it looks very, very similar, and I'm sure, you know, everybody's going to have video. You got your video watches, you got your video iPods, you got your video cell phones, you got your video Palm Pilots, you got your video digital cameras. Now they're doing combination, you know, we said, what, 3 years ago, the move in the industry is for everything to do everything. Everything's going to get email, everything's going to take a picture, everything's right. going to be able to text message, everything's going to play video. And that's what we're seeing. Yep. We're seeing that now. We've seen the first digital camera / video camera, or excuse me, iPod. Or digital
or
video.
TV.
Digital video. It's just...
Even the refrigerators are have a TV on them.
Yeah, but that's old. That's old school. So if you want to see, I mean, there's just a plethora. Plethora?
Tomato, tomato.
There's a lot of pictures and lots of video and lots of great links on our website, datadoctors.com. If you want to see what we're talking about, there's some pretty amazing things. You saw a visor set.
Yeah, speaking of TV, they've got a 3D visor made by a company called Imagine, and they're actually selling this thing right now. This is a working model, and it's too little.
Wait a minute. It's expected to be released in early summer.
I went to the website that you can purchase it right now.
Really?
Yeah. No, this is they actually had this last year at the CES as well.
What? Now are you talking about the iBud 800?
No, that's their new model.
Right.
I'm looking at the one it's the full 3D visor, and it actually has gyros in it so that if you move your head and you can view, basically you see a 105-inch TV screen from about 12 feet away when you've got this thing on.
These visors replicate that.
Right. These little 2.5-inch
displays
that are right up on your eyes.
Yeah, well, but it cloaks it. It kind of shields out all the light, so that basically
they call it stereo vision or something.
Yeah, and messing with your head.
Right, and I'm not saying, you know, long term it probably makes you go blind or something, but I must have one.
$600 make right. you holla.
I'm saving up.
Yeah, so you can see that on the links that we've got there as well. Obviously, everybody and their dog has iPod accessories. You know, something new. Ooh,
sure.
Look what we have for the iPod. If you're an iPod aficionado and you're looking for that next accessory because you've already got everything else that's already been made, you're going to love this year's release of product. You're also going to see a lot of people that are claiming to be iPod killers coming to market. There's a lot of stuff on display at the Consumer Electronics Show making that claim. So if you've not made the plunge for a handheld, large volume MP3 player, well, if you can wait another 3 to 6 months, I think your choices are going to be pretty full featured, and you won't be stuck with an iPod where you have to use iTunes and you have you're locked into their system. All the new ones are working with multiple music resellers on the internet, and it's going to be fun to see. you know, really the pushing the ball, if you will. You know, they're not just adding video to this, but, you know, you're going to get more storage for less money. It's going to be a smaller form factor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the companies is professing it's the beginning of the end of the hard drive, which a little bit later on the show we'll talk about how real that may or may not be. But for the time being, let's talk to Chris, who's been holding patiently and has a question, I believe, about I'm not sure what. Chris,
really?
Chris, hi. I'm looking at the screen, and all the letters are running together. So,
okay. I've got two questions, really. The first one is really pretty simple. We're one of these users who've had dial-up for years and years and years, and finally want to switch to something faster. Do you recommend cable or DSL, and why?
Well, the undisputed best bang for the buck when it comes to what you actually get for what you pay for is generally cable.
Okay.
You're going to generally get substantially more speed from cable. Now, DSL and cable, for the average consumer, there's not a whole lot of difference to them unless they're really into downloading huge amounts of data like video files and that kind of stuff. That's where that extra speed really comes in. For basic surfing, for email, either one is fine.
Okay.
So, I've had cable forever. I've used DSL. We use DSL in several of our stores because cable's not available. That's generally how I do it, is I go cable first. If it's not available, then I go to DSL.
Okay.
Now, you're going to hear horror stories about both of these, and under the right scenario, they're both problematic and have limitations. But for the most part, those kinds of problems have been worked out. And so, again, cable is where I'd start. And then if it's not available, then check with DSL. And then from there, you got to go with some kind of third-tier vendors. So one of the two should be available unless you're in some rural part of the city.
No, we're in Mesa. We can get either.
Mesa,
what kind of
I know that.
What are we talking about?
I'm sorry?
What kind of problems are we talking about?
What type of price?
Problems.
Oh, problems. There is a possibility that if you have somebody in your neighborhood that's on the same cable system that you are, that's just an avid downloader, they can create a little more traffic on that shared kind of highway, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can have an impact on your performance. So you may notice different times of the day, different performances. I've been on cable in my new home in Mesa for 7 years, so it's not new anymore, is it? not in 7 years really experienced that, and, you know, we're one of the fastest-growing areas in the East Mesa area. So, you know, you hear of it, but it's really not as common as it used to be, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
And, you know, going from dial-up, even at the slowest time of day on cable, it's going to be tremendously faster than what you're used to. So
Okay. You'll
really be ecstatic with either one, DSL or cable. But
And even though they're not our sponsors anymore, we still tell you to go with that Cox Cable.
Well, maybe she's got Cable America out there.
That's true. If you're far enough out there, you may have a choice and try to compete, you know, compare the two for pricing.
Okay.
What was your second question?
Okay, second thing is a little more complicated. We're concerned that we may have a problem and our hard drive may be about to crash. I don't know whether or not there actually are symptoms or not.
Why don't you give me the symptoms and let us see if we can help diagnose it.
Okay. All of a sudden, after about 8 to 10 years, this happened about 6 months.
Wait a minute. You're on an 8 to 10-year-old computer?
No. All of a sudden, after about 8 to 10 years, every time our phone would ring, people would get a fax tone.
Okay.
Even if fax was off.
Yes.
Okay. So what we did was, we took the fax off the computer.
Right, which probably had no bearing, made no change, right?
No, fine. Once we took the fax off the computer, we had a problem.
Okay.
So we checked with the phone company, and, you know, we did all sorts of things, and there wasn't a problem.
So you got that figured out?
Yeah, we took the fax off, period.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Then about a month ago, you know the little icon on the bottom of the screen where your startups appear, where your startups are?
Yeah, that's called the system tray or sys tray.
Yeah, okay. Whenever we went online, the little icon did not appear.
Which icon? The one that for your
the little icon that tells you that you're online.
Okay, are you on a specific internet service provider? Are you like AOL or something like that?
No, we're on
just a local dial-up. Okay,
a local dial-up.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, that can be turned on and off very easily.
But anyway, it just didn't appear.
Okay.
And so the only way we could get offline was to unplug the computer from the phone line.
Yay! That's old school.
Anyway,
very
low. So anyway, then just as suddenly, it appeared again.
Okay.
And so it's fine now. But we were just wondering whether or not that meant anything.
Not really.
Okay.
There are little checkboxes and programs that'll go in there and make changes on your behalf, depending upon what all you have in there. There's so many possibilities. See, the problem in the computer industry is that your computer and your configuration is the only one in the world with that exact combination. There's not another
computer. Even if we didn't make any changes.
Right. Well, you didn't.
Well, you didn't, but your computer's doing stuff all the time.
Yeah, and if your system's set up for auto updates and you've got auto updates for your security programs and all those kinds of things, they can constantly be making changes.
Do you have Windows XP?
Yes.
It could be hiding that stuff in the system tray because by default, Windows XP will hide certain icons that aren't accessed very often.
So we look.
Okay.
Yeah, she sounds like she knows. Well, I mean, you got to remember, too, you're dealing with something called Microsoft Windows.
Yeah.
Which means, stay tuned.
You know.
Anything can happen.
Okay, another question is, I can't uninstall a program that became corrupted after about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's normal. In order to uninstall it, oftentimes you'll have to reinstall it, then uninstall it.
You're kidding.
No, ma'am. Not if it's corrupted to the point where it's, like, in limbo.
Yeah.
If it's halfway between installed and not installed, there's no way to uninstall it because all the pieces that it needs to uninstall it aren't there.
Okay.
There's actually files that it needs that actually do the uninstallation. So if those files aren't there, then...
Yeah, it goes through a routine, and if it doesn't see everything it needs, then it stops. So you need to go put everything back to the way it was so that it was working, and then oftentimes you can uninstall it. Now, if it continues to be corrupted every time you uninstall it, then that just points to another indicator of another problem. Do you maintain or do you any kind of preventive maintenance or ongoing maintenance on your computer?
Like what?
Okay, well, that answers that.
That answers that question, right?
Well, that's one of the things we're going to try to impress upon folks. We're calling 2006 the year of the backup, but we're also going to try to do everything we can to get people up to speed on the kinds of things that they should be doing. For some reason, this is the only device in our lives that we just decide we're going to just neglect it and just, you know, pay the piper when it comes time.
If I knew what to do, I probably would.
Well, then we're going to educate you, and we've got lots of stuff on our website if you haven't visited the free help section. Just type the word maintenance into our search engine.
Okay.
And you'll see there's a whole bunch of stuff out there. We're actually putting together a consolidated one-page, here's what we recommend you do at least once a month, kind of resource. So watch for that in our newsletter if you're a subscriber, or on our website, and we'll see if we can't teach you. We're going to learn you how to maintain your computer in 2006.
Wonderful.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Good luck, and hey, welcome to the high-speed internet world.
Thank you.
Or at least you're going to be.
Okay.
Call us back and tell us how wonderful this is once you get on.
Will do. Bye.
Thanks, Chris. And that's how it works, folks. That opens up a phone line, 602-277-5827. But be prepared to wait if you get in because we're going to break. It is Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, and the host of thousands of data doctors out there that bring data to you every week. And we'll be back right after this to talk more about the Consumer Electronics Show. I learned how to get
along, and so you're considering a career change? Have you dreamed of a career as a helicopter pilot? Silver State Helicopters, Arizona's premier helicopter flight school, is offering a free, yes, free employment opportunity seminar Wednesday, January 11th at 7 p.m. We'll show you how you can earn your commercial helicopter pilot's license in less than a year and start earning $50,000 to $100,000 annually. Are you worried about the cost? Don't be. It's cheaper than college. This professional training program allows you to become a commercial helicopter pilot with no upfront cost to you. In fact, the entire cost of your training is deferred until after you begin your career. Why? Because of the massive shortage of helicopter pilots. The seminar's Wednesday, January 11th at 7 p.m. Come see us at the Williams Gateway Airport in Mesa. To reserve your seat for the free seminar, call 1-888-91-PILOT today. That's 1-888-91-PILOT. Ready to become a helicopter pilot? Silver State Helicopters is waiting for your call. 1-888-91-PILOT. That's 1-888-91-PILOT. Call right now. 1-888-91-PILOT.
Folks who work at Leslie's Swimming Pool Supplies know a lot about pools. Because when a customer comes to us with a problem, we get them the right answer fast. You see, giving our customers the help they need and the products they want is our job. That's why Leslie's employees stay up to date on the very latest.